Welcome back to What's Up. As you know, this is the podcast where I discuss the Chris Watts murder case. Thanks again for following the podcast. Thank you so much for your support and your encouragement and feedback. If you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe, leave a comment, and let me know how I'm doing. Okay, so in this episode, it's going to be relatively short. I'm just going to go over some of the submissions I have for the WhatsApp giveaway. Now, as a reminder, if you're not already aware, the WhatsApp giveaway, I'm going to be giving away one piece of WhatsApp merchandise. You can find the merchandise on my website. That's whatsupnow.com. Just click up on top where it says store, and you can see hats, t-shirts, water bottles, all that good stuff. So I'm doing a giveaway. I'm going to give away one prize to one lucky person. Okay, so the rules of the giveaway is you need to submit your theory as to why Chris did what he did to Bella, Cece, and poor baby Nico. Now, as I mentioned before, but I'm just going to say one more time for the cheap seats, please do not tell me why he did what he did to Shanann. It's not to say it wasn't completely horrible, depraved, sick, twisted, barbaric, disgusting, but it's not that uncommon. What I mean is a husband and wife or a couple in a long-term relationship or couples in general can grow to resent and have contempt for each other over a sustained period of time. It's not that uncommon. But what he did to his daughters, that is uncommon. It's not unheard of, but it's not uncommon. So that's why I want to hear what you think about why he did what he did to his children. Okay, because it's sick, it's horrible, and it is still somewhat mysterious. As I've said before, it is the million-dollar question. It's pretty much the reason why I started the podcast in the first place, because it was my own search for why. Why would anyone have a winning lotto ticket and then set it on fire? It makes no sense to me. It never did. It never does. It never will. That said, I am curious to know what you think. So you've heard what I think over the past 70 plus episodes. I want to know what you think. Why did Chris do what he did to Bella and Cece? Now, I've already received several submissions, and I'm going to read a few of them right now just to give you a few ideas. You can take on these ideas and kind of make them into your own, or you can come up with new ideas. But I want to hear what you think. When you feel you have something ready to submit, send it to getintouch@whatsupnow.com. That's getintouch@whatsupnow.com, and tell me your theory. Why did he do what he did to Bella, Celeste, and poor baby Nico? It does seem completely ridiculous, crazy, horrible. Like, I don't have enough adjectives to describe how bad it is what he did, but I want to know, why do you think he did it? Okay, so here's a few to give you some ideas of what some people have said already. I believe he killed the girls before Shanann arrived home from her trip to Arizona. I think he did it to torture his wife before he killed her. He didn't care about her, didn't want to be married to her anymore. He is pure evil and thought he would kill them as a way to crush her soul before he killed her too. That would really be the only way he could really hurt her, by showing her her poor, sweet girls dead. Well, that's it. Thank you for taking the time. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for submitting this. I think that's really interesting. That's definitely crossed my mind as well, the question of whether or not the girls were already gone. And part of his depravity was to demonstrate and illustrate and show Shanann her girls are already gone. And some have said that part of the reason why it was so easy to kill Shanann and why she did not try to defend herself, well, I'm sure she tried, but she wasn't able to and there was no marks, is because she was so broken over having seen her own deceased children. So that is an interesting theory. Thank you so much for sending that in. Okay, the next one is, the eternal question will always be why. 100 years from now, that question will remain, and none of us can accurately answer that seemingly simple question. So based on your contest to hopefully answer the question as to why, here's my crack at it. I'm going to write down some of the actions that Chris exhibited, before and after the crime. This is not a complete list, but you'll get the gist of it. Number one, the porch interview. Number two, underestimating the lack of sleep. Number three, leaving the bedsheet above ground after burying Shanann. Number four, disposing of bodies at his workplace. Number five, pigeonholing himself into an explanation that was easily and quickly derailed. Number six, did I say number six? That was number five. Number six, not knowing or considering Nate, the neighbor's CCTV, just a few examples of his actions. At the end of these 6 points, you can add is stupid or was stupid. In the clinical definition of stupid, most of Chris's actions leading up to that fateful day were stupid. And I agree, it was stupid. So in your anniversary podcast, this person continues on, his intelligence or lack thereof is briefly touched upon. You know why when married people cheat and consider killing their whole family but don't? Because it's stupid. Thank you, Drew, for that submission. I agree, it is stupid. As my friend who came on to the podcast, a couple of my friends who mentioned this, and I agree, why didn't you just get a divorce like the rest of us? Why do you have to kill your family? And honestly, it was all for naught. Because when you think about it, nobody won in this situation. I'm not saying that Chris should have won or could have gotten away with it or should have gotten away with it, but at least if he got away with it, you'd say, okay, well, it was worth it, at least in his mind. But nobody won. Everybody lost. The Wattses, the Rusek family, Shanann, Bella, Cece, Nico, Chris, every single person lost in that situation. No one won at all. So it is indeed stupid. It's a stupid crime. It yielded nothing. No one benefited from it. Okay? So, okay, there you go. Okay. Then, let's see. Another person said, I think it was one of the ladies on the anniversary podcast that may be right, that Chris has some sort of Asperger's syndrome. Okay, now I can't say whether or not he did or he does. I'm not a psychologist. I didn't analyze him. I didn't meet with him. I have no idea if he had Asperger's, but I've heard a lot of people have suggested this theory. Part of the reason that they say this is because he was commonly referred to as Rain Man at his job. So in this person's submission, they say, it would explain why everyone at work thought he was so smart, and yet he seemed so clueless in other areas. I think both he and Shanann were sort of faking their life. What I mean is that they both wanted to be the perfect happy family. They were both playing the part so that everything looked good from the outside, but they were missing the foundation to their relationship. And then she goes on to say that she's had personal experiences with similar people that she's known who exhibited the same sorts of kind of fake happy home, perfect marriage, perfect everything, which is really, you know, it was kind of a full-on Monet. It was really nice from afar, but up close it was a big old mess. That was the Brittany Murphy famous line in Clueless. And I agree, like, you know, the Watts family, they did appear quite beautiful. They appeared perfect. But, you know, obviously we've come to find out that a lot of stuff was going on behind the scenes. Maybe someone, you know, honestly, if you put anyone's life under a microscope, you're going to find a lot of things that are not so pleasant that people only find out about in the face of a tragedy like this, where people are just analyzing your life from every angle. I would imagine, I always said this, you know, well, maybe I didn't say this, but I'll say this now. You know, I think that in many areas, they were happy, and they did have a happy home, and I think that Chris did love the kids, and I think that Shanann adored the kids, and I think that they had a lot of happiness, and they had a lot of sadness, and I always feel, and I've always said, because I try to be in a very objective person, that two things can be true at the same time. People have said to me, how on earth could you say that he loved the kids? I say, well, I don't know. I think it's possible to love someone and then stop loving them. It happens all the time. Maybe not with children, but with adults for sure. So it's not insane or out of whack to think that someone could love someone today and not love them tomorrow. It happens, okay? So thank you for that submission. And let's see. And that's pretty much it for now. These are the ones I'm going to read. But you have until November 30th to send me your theory. Send it to getintouch@whatsupnow.com. Getintouch@whatsupnow.com. Tell me what you think. Why did Chris do what he did to Bella, Cece, and Nico? Why? I want to know. Okay, so November 30th is the deadline to submit. At the end, when I have all of your submissions, when I choose a winner, I would like to hopefully do a Zoom, and I'll invite some of the people who submitted their entries onto the podcast, and we can have a nice, robust discussion about it. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks again for following the podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. Thanks again for being there. I love you all. Take care. Be well.